Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. This is week one of the May 2024 Model Railroader magazine. Today we will be reading the following articles on trains.com, guest editorial, and news and reviews. On trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. First article is Spaces to Places 5. Jerry Leone's Spaces to Places rolls on. He's back to build out yet another section of his Buena Vista HO scale model railroad. But first, he shares quick insights on how he finished a small portion of scenery just outside the city limits of Westcott. Then he's back on track for laying down the rails and roads for a part of the layout that combines a dramatic highway underpass and sweeping mainline curve. Be sure to follow along with Jerry's efforts in this and the next few videos to see how the site transforms from a simple space to an amazing place. Using a smartphone camera or tablet, scan the attached QR code to watch this episode and the rest of this new Spaces to Places series. The next article is Built by Others, Mike Tuminella's PRR Line. The Georgia Southern layout originally appeared in the April 2001 issue of Model Railroader. Mike Tuminella converted the layout to N-scale to better fit the space he had available and made adjustments according to his interests as a model railroader. One of these adjustments was a space adjustment. While the original Georgia Southern was an 8x8-foot square with a center opening, Tuminella's layout would only be a 4x8. The theme would also change from Georgia Southern to the Pennsylvania Railroad, from Emporium to Benzetta, Pennsylvania, in the 1950s. This freelanced section of the Pennsylvania Railroad offers plenty of operations. Interchange traffic, passenger trains, local switching, and through freights are all on a schedule. And for those days where he just wants to watch trains run, the layout can be run as a continuous loop. Follow along with this new Built by Others story only on trains.com. Guest editorial by Cody Grivno. Remembering JDH. As most of you have heard by now, longtime Model Railroader senior editor Jim Hediger passed away on February 9th, 2024. He was a member of the staff for 43 years, and his HO scale Ohio Southern was one of the first, if not the first, practical examples of a double-deck model railroad. Readers shared their memories of Jim on our website and Facebook page in the days following his passing. It quickly became clear the impact Jim had on not only Model Railroader, but the model railroading hobby. The Jim that the public enjoyed was the same Jim we were fortunate enough to work with on a daily basis. When I joined the Model Railroader staff in 2002, Jim was already a well-established name in the hobby, entering his 30th year with the magazine. Jim, or JDH as we called him, took a wide-eyed 22-year-old under his wing and helped me learn the ropes of the magazine and the hobby. Since I was too young to rent a car in my early years with Model Railroader, I often accompanied veteran employees on road trips. One of my first was with Jim to visit John Underhill's HO scale River Bend and Eastern Railroad in Granger, Indiana. There, Jim walked me through the steps of layout photography. During conventions and trade shows, Jim introduced me to key figures in our hobby. Former Model Railroader editor Lynn Westcott had done the same for Jim 30 years earlier. Shortly after I shared word of Jim's passing with former Kalmbach employees via email, responses came pouring in. A common remembrance was Jim's kindness and sincerity. I was fortunate to be on the receiving end of that several times. I moved to Waukesha, Wisconsin about a month after I graduated from college. My closest family was 500 miles away. Jim would regularly invite me into his office to see how I was doing and talk for a few minutes. It was a simple act, but one that meant a lot. I fondly remember our Tuesday night trips to the Mullet River and Southern Railway Hobby Shop in Plymouth, Wisconsin, about an hour north of Model Railroader's Waukesha offices. We'd usually stop at KFC for a quick bite to eat before we headed downtown to see what was new at the store. I'm sure many of Jim's friends, co-workers, and industry associates have similar stories. When Jim retired in 2015, we wrote in the Kalmbach Publishing Company newsletter, quote, "It's unlikely that anyone will ever equal Jim's contributions to Model Railroader magazine. Our staff, past and present, and the tens of thousands of readers he has touched in one way or another during the past four decades are fuller and richer hobbyists because of Jim," end quote. I'll second that opinion. Thank you, JDH. Signed, Cody Grivno. News and reviews. HO scale. Cross Maffei ML4000 diesel locomotive. This distinct diesel hydraulic locomotive is available from Pico America, decorated for Southern Pacific in three road numbers. The model features period-specific details, etched metal fan grills, wire grab irons, and cab interior. Light-emitting diode lighting functions include class lights, gyro lights, cab interior, and engine room. Direct current models sell for $279.99. Sound-equipped models with a Pico Smart Decoder XP5.1 retail for $399.99. Add $10 for the three-rail version. Pico America, reachable at 619-280-2800 or pico-america.com. The first sub-article is titled, A Record Year for Amherst. With 22,657 attendees on Saturday, January 27th, an additional 3,500 new attendees on Sunday, it's safe to say that the Amherst Railway Society's Railroad Hobby Show was the place to be for model railroaders this winter. Saturday's numbers were a record for the show, held at the Eastern States Exposition Fairgrounds in West Springfield, Massachusetts. A large draw for the show were the new releases announced by various manufacturers. This was my first time at the two-day show, and that was something I was looking forward to. Once the large crowd around the combined scale trains and virtual rail fan booth subsided, we were able to see the newest announcement from its HO scale rivet counter line, the Electromotive GP40 diesel locomotive. The four-axle unit, scheduled for release in December 2024, is offered decorated for Chicago and Northwestern, Penn Central, and four other roads. Another scale trains announcement that's now available for pre-order were the HO scale rivet counter CSX General Electric ES44 locomotives painted in the road's new Heritage paint schemes. Broadway Limited announced the new Pennsylvania Railroad 5-car passenger set in three variations as well as new membership. The Conductors Club offers members an exclusive HO and N-scale locomotive offering, additional warranty coverage, member-only gatherings, VIP production suggestion panel, BLI outlet store discount, and more. Tangent announced and sold its new Pullman Standard 3,400 cubic foot capacity quad coal hopper. By the time I finally made it to the booth by midday Saturday, almost all of the hoppers were sold out. Speaking of hoppers, Class 1 Model Works announced its newest model available for pre-order, the American Railcar Industries 5200 3-bay covered hopper. The model, with road-specific loading hatch configurations, is available in 8 road names with up to 6 road numbers per scheme. And of course, what's a large train show without an announcement from Rapido? The company unveiled 4 new products throughout the weekend, the Electromotive Division FL9 diesel locomotive, Pacific Car and Foundry 5241, quote, Berlin Mills, unquote, boxcar, Pennsylvania Railroad G22 gondola, and the relaunch of the Canadian National H-6D/G460 steam locomotive. Rapido also had samples of some upcoming products, including the Metra Gallery commuter cars. My first year attending and covering the show was an outstanding experience, and I can't wait for next year. You can check out our full coverage of the show on trains.com. Signed, Bryson Sleppy. IHO Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division FL9 Diesel Locomotive. Penn Central, Connecticut Department of Transportation, Conrail, and Metro North Commuter Railroad. Multiple road numbers per scheme, Morrison-Knudsen or chrome crankshaft body details. HEP rebuild and steam generator version as appropriate. Direct current model, $239.95. With DCC and sound, $349.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. General Electric 44-ton diesel locomotive, Amtrak, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Baltimore and Ohio, Strasburg Railroad, and Union Pacific. One road number per scheme, factory-applied grab irons, uncoupling levers, and windshield wipers. Digital command control and sound, $399.99. Bachmann Trains, reachable at 215-533-1600 or bachmanntrains.com. Lima Class D 4-truck Shea-geared steam locomotive. Greenbrier, Cheat and Elk, Carolina and Northwestern, Chesapeake and Ohio, Mower Lumber Company, Norfolk and Western, Red River Lumber, Southern Railway, and Western Maryland. Also available painted black, but unlettered. Multiple road numbers available. Operating smoke unit. Direct current model, $499.99. With DCC and sound, $599.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. HO Scale Freight Cars. Pullman Standard 3,400 cubic foot capacity quad coal hopper. Bessemer and Lake Erie, multiple road numbers. Also available undecorated. Railroad specific details including Ajax brake wheel housing and flood style coal load. Factory applied wire grab irons and uncoupling levers. Separate flexible rubber air hoses. Detailed draft gearbox and 100-ton Barber S2 trucks with Brenco 6 rotating bearing caps. $59.95. Tangent scale models. Reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. Pennsylvania Railroad Heavyweight 5-Car Passenger Set. 1930s, late 1940s, and 1950s. One set of road numbers per era. Separately applied details include handrails and antenna where applicable. Detailed, painted, and lighted interiors. Underbody detail. Sprung diaphragms. 18-inch minimum radius, $449.99. Broadway Limited Imports, 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Trinity 7,883 cubic foot capacity mechanical reefer. Scale Trains recently released this contemporary 82-foot car decorated for Burlington Northern Santa Fe. The rivet counter line model is offered with carrier and Thermo King, early and late, refrigerator units as appropriate, metal grab irons, and 100-ton trucks with rotating bearing caps. Non-sound models are priced at $54.99. Sound-equipped models with an illuminated control panel, track-powered capacitor unit, and adjustable volume are $89.99. Scale Trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. N-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD40-2 Diesel Locomotive. CSX. Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Burlington Northern. Chessie System / Baltimore and Ohio. Chicago and Northwestern. Conrail. Electromotive Division Leasing. Milwaukee Road. Norfolk Southern. Norfolk and Western. Southern Railway. And Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. All new model with road numbers. Correction, all new model with road number specific details, including cab, pilot, horn, anti-climbers, and trucks. Light-emitting diode headlights, ditch lights, and number boxes as appropriate. Detailed cab interior. Direct current model, $149.99. with DCC and sound, $249.99. Rivet counterline. Scale trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. General Electric, B40-8 diesel locomotive. Amtrak, Akasin, Topeka, and Santa Fe. BNSF Railway, Conrail, LMX, Pan America, Providence and Worcester, R.J. Corman, Southern Pacific, and Susquehanna. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Directional light-emitting diode lighting. Standard cab or gullwing cab as appropriate. Direct current model, $139.95. With DCC and sound, $249.95. Add $10 for models with ditch lights. Masterline. Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-678-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Pullman Standard 40-foot PS1 Boxcar. This custom-decorated boxcar is painted for the Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy to celebrate Model Railroader's 90th anniversary. The ready-to-run car is available in one road number and features an injection-molded plastic body with positionable doors, a factory-applied running board, and a freestanding brake wheel. Molded ladders, grab irons, and route and placard boards round out the body. The die-cast metal underframe features floorboard and stringer details, while a plastic casing provides center sill, crossmember, and brake system details. The limited edition boxcar sells for $42.98. The model, produced by Micro Trains Line Company, is available for the Kalmbach Hobby Store. Correction, is available from the Kalmbach Hobby Store at kalmbachhobbystore.com. N-scale freight cars. National Steel Car 6400 Cubic Foot Gondola. Cardella, ABC Recycling, American Iron and Metal, Coastal Distribution, DX, Murphy Road Recycling, Residco, Oak Ridge, Secure, and Winex. Multiple road numbers per scheme, also available painted with data only. Prototype-specific ends and slotting, separately applied ladders. Fully detailed underbody, trucks with rotating Bremco or Timken bearing caps as appropriate. Single car, $37.99. Six-pack, $219.99. Otter Valley Railroad, reachable at 877-885-7245 or ovrtrains.com. N-scale passenger equipment. Viewliner 2, four-car set. Amtrak Phase 3, one set of road numbers. Set includes one baggage dorm, one diner, and two sleepers. See-through windows with detailed interior. Separately applied details include air vents. Lighting kit available separately, four-car set, $160, with interior lights, $220. Cato USA, reachable at 847-781-9500 or catousa.com. O-scale locomotives. Electromotive Division SD70 ACE Diesel Locomotive. Montana Rail Link, BNSF Railway, Canadian Pacific, Ferromex, Kansas City Southern, Norfolk Southern, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. ABS plastic body. Die-cast metal truck sides, pilot, fuel tank, and body side grills. Metal chassis, handrails, and horn. Rotating fans. Detachable snowplow. Rule 17 lighting. Remote-controlled proto-couplers. Light-emitting diode headlight, cab light, ditch lights, and number boxes. Onboard DCC/DCS sound decoder. Available for two or three rail operation. Premier line, $649.95. Atlas O, reachable at 908-678-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Electronics and controls. DCC loudspeakers. Available in 18x35mm, 22x42mm, and 24x55mm sizes. Features built-in passive radiator and high-performance rectangular speaker. improves bass reproduction as well as highs and mids. Compatible with LockSound 5 decoders and most DCC sound decoders. Contact manufacturer for pricing, ESU at esu.eu. American Model Builder closes. American Model Builders, manufacturer of rolling stock, structures, detail parts, paint jigs, and other items under the Laser Kit banner, announced its closure in late February. The entire product line has been discontinued. A statement on the AMB website, laserkit.com, reads, quote, "The family of the late John Heitzman, founder and owner, and the extended AMB family would like to thank the Model Railroad community and our contract customers for over 40 years of patronage," end quote. Check back on our website, trains.com, for more on this developing story. Rapido Trains HO RS18U Diesel Locomotive. Do you have a soft spot for railroad rebuilt diesel locomotives? Then you'll want to check out the HO scale Canadian Pacific RS18U from Rapido Trains. The model, designed from field measurements and a 3D scan of a full-size engine, is offered in a variety of paint schemes from 1980 to present. In 1980, CP started a program at its Angus shops in Montreal to rebuild the railroad's aging fleet of Montreal Locomotive Works RS-18 diesels. When the program concluded in 1989, a total of 69 units were rebuilt. The locomotives, assigned to the 1800 through 1868 series and designated RS-18U, featured a low short hood, tricolor class lights, and mechanical upgrades. Our sample is decorated as CP Rail 1826, one of 8 units rebuilt in 1984. It was retired by CP in April 1998 and sold for scrap to Century Metals in Lachine, Quebec, Canada a month later. The Rapido model features a plastic shell and die-cast metal chassis. The CP-style pilots are fitted with factory-applied MU and trainline hoses and uncoupling levers. The front of our sample has deck-mounted ditch lights. The cab has the signature flat-top number board, class light, and bell housing that protrudes above the curved roofline. And yes, the class lights work. Not to be overlooked is the detailed cab interior, which is painted light gray with 3 seats painted black. The control stand has illuminated gauges. Long hood features include etched metal screens, formed wire handrails and lift rings, and a 3-chime air horn. A re-rail frog, painted white, hangs below the sill on both sides. Our CP rail sample is painted in the railroad's Action Red scheme with multi-mark Herald. The red paint is smooth and evenly applied, and the graphics are opaque. The multi-mark Herald was especially well executed, with crisp color separation lines through the radiator shutters. A prototype image I found online showed the 1826 and fresh paint sans multi-mark in March 1990. The Herald and lettering placement follow a photo from February 1985. A few small labels were omitted from the sill and long hood. The DRS-18 stencil, parentheses diesel road switcher, 1800 horsepower, close parentheses, below the road number on the model doesn't appear in the image. Rapido Trains offers the RS-18U as a direct current model with a 21-pin connector and with a dual-mode ESU lock sound decoder. We received the latter. I tested the model in our workshop using an NCE power cab system. At speed step 1, the 4-axle unit moved at less than 1 scale mile per hour. The model achieved a top speed of 77 scale mile per hour at step 28. The full-size engines had a top speed of 75 miles per hour. I then took the RS-18U over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy layout for real-world testing. The unit ran without incident while powering a short freight train. The locomotive pulled 9 50-foot freight cars up the 3% grade between Bay Junction and Sky Ridge. It's nice to see manufacturers like Rapido think outside the box and offering railroad-rebuilt diesels. Though small in number compared to other CP diesels, the RS-18U was a signature part of the railroad's locomotive fleet in the 1980s and 1990s. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price. Direct current with 21-pin connector, $225. With dual-mode ESU lock sound decoder, $335. Manufacturer: Rapido Trains, 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5. RapidoTrains.com. Era: 1984 to early 1990, as decorated. Road names: CP Rail, with and without multi-mark and 5 road numbers each, Bath and Hammond Sport, 1 number, Minnesota Commercial, 2 numbers, New Brunswick East Coast, 2 numbers, Ontario Southland, 3 numbers, Ottawa Central, 3 numbers, and Western New York and Pennsylvania, 1 number. Also available undecorated. Features: correctly gauged metal wheels, metal couplers at correct height, weight 12.8 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.